can I ask you just about this week, really, because Tuesday night was so much fun. How long have you given yourselves to enjoy it before you have to start turning your attentions back to the next game? Because it was a famous win. It's only the third time the club's ever won at Arsenal.
I'll tell you when it was. It was 5 minutes after the game finished when I went to the gaffer and I said, no day off tomorrow. I think we should be in so we can prepare for Saturday, because Saturday there's a big game that we need to win. And that was it. You know, the manager said, no day off tomorrow, everyone in, recover, so we can be at our best against a very hard, tough team that's going to be QPR.
The only downside to the week has been the draw away at Stoke. There were many better draws to get. I know it's not the worst, but I guess being on the road just makes it more annoying, doesn't it?
Yeah, we was looking to get one at home, you know. I think we've played two away. Now this is going to be the third, so we was looking to get a draw at home, but that's the luck we had. It's a game that we want to go and win. It's a great opportunity for us to do something special on the cup. That's something that we're taking very seriously, and the manager, as you can see, for his selections. So it was Stoke, so we go to Stoke and we try, when the time comes, to go into the next round.
I wonder if by then you'll still have played every minute of the season.
Yeah, for some reason, the manager has been giving me the confidence and the belief that I can perform and keep playing every minute, and I feel good. You know, if I'm not 100%, I would say as well. Manager wants to have the strongest team out there. He has been choosing me. I'm happy with that. You know, as long as I'm fit and as long as I'm 100%, I want to play as every player. Also, the fact that we had a couple of small injuries to the other centre backs, and that probably made me play every game.
I think you, Nathaniel, and Fraser have played all the minutes so far, which obviously helps consistency. But alongside you, you've had three different partners already.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day. Jesus, I've played with all of them already. but it's good, you know. It's good because now I have game time with all of them. You know, I played, obviously, Maya I know from last year, the couple of years. We know each other very well. I know what to expect with him. You know, he's a great player. With Toby, we played the Newcastle game. You know, he was great for us. He had a great game, and unfortunately, he had that small injury in training. And with Florin, we've played a game and a half or something like that. So it was, you know, and we won. So it's always nice to get off with this good start and playing with this new guy. So the understanding gets better and better.
I know a lot of people rightly probably expect Toby to get in the team most of the time because of the class and his history and everything else he brings. But it's interesting that you've made such a great start to the season. And for much of it, Mai Yoshida has been alongside you, quietly going about his job. And he is, and I thought at Swansea in the first half when he was getting physically taken on, he's got a great quiet sort of steel about him, hasn't he, where he's a really tough competitor.
Yeah,
doesn't get the credit really for being part
exactly.
of the start of the season.
No, exactly. You know, he's a player that I regard very highly. You know, I've always said that we are well covered or well sourced with centre backs. Maya is international for Japan. He's the captain of Japan, in fact. So that says something. You know, he's. Very composed, very, very clever. He reads the game very well, anticipates well, and plays with his left, with his right. He's a good, very good player, and you know he deserves credit. He has been doing very well.
So far this season, we've seen West Brom arrive here, putting men behind the ball, making it difficult. We've seen Newcastle come here and try and play and fail. What are you expecting from Queen's Park Rangers? Because a Harry Redknapp side, usually you expect them to be fairly open and to come at you.
Well, to be honest, as you say, teams come here, and especially if it's not the biggest, the big teams come here and they play, they try to win the game. Obviously, they have some concerns defensively, but they try and come and win the game. Mm. But as you said, and well. West Brom came here and put everyone behind the ball, and they made it extremely difficult to break them down. With QPR, I would expect a mix. They will come and try and be organized, obviously, but obviously everyone comes and tries to win a game of football. I can't imagine, you know, them staying behind the ball and trying to not concede the whole game. So I hope that we can have an entertaining game. They come here and they try and win the game, so we can have a nice game to watch for you guys.
Well, it's always fun. It's half as fun as Tuesday. We'll all be happy. But it's fine. It's what, you were in the Championship last time you won five games in a row. Yeah, so I mean, you've made such a blistering start. Expectations do rise, don't they? And I guess the key to Saturday, whether we want entertainment or whatever, is actually just to make sure you don't lose and to keep the unbeaten run going first.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, expectation is very high, and now obviously people expect you to win. You know, because you're doing so well, people just expect you. Oh yeah, you know, it's going to be easy. And it never is in football, and especially in the Premier League. It's never easy. And we know that we're in for a tough one Saturday. That's why after the game, we decided to come in the next day and prepare ourselves. And that's why the manager has been saying, even today, that you know, everyone needs to be switched on and ready for Saturday. You know, it's massive. Everyone expects us to go and win. We are home. Obviously, being playing at home, we have a little bit of favoritism, but we just need to prepare ourselves and accept the pressure and the expectation, and go and deliver. You know, be professional as we've been doing, and as you say, we need to take something from the game to keep the momentum going, to keep the unbeaten run.
And it's, I said that because, you know, Dave, working with me, was saying how it was important that you didn't lose the West Brom game, whereas at times there was, in the last 20 minutes, they finished the game very strongly. You could have lost it. It could have sent you to Millwall in a very different frame of mind. Sure, and actually, yeah, that point gave you a platform, gave you something that took a little bit of pressure off, didn't it?
Yes. You know, when you can't win it, the main thing is don't lose it. So in any point in the Premier League, as we all know, it's vital. You know, sometimes you might say, oh, we lost 2 points, but in the end, they might be the other way around. We won 1 point. So, as you said, and I think it's correct, it's better to have one than none, you know, and it keeps you unbeaten and it keeps the momentum going. Obviously, we want to win every game, and we will try to win every game, but it's so important to keep, you know, be resilient and not lose. I think it's the main thing. You know, we've been looking and we've been watching so many people talk about defences now because of Man United and Liverpool. They're conceding too many. And it's true, you know, defences win titles. It's true. Obviously, you need to score to win a game of football. But defences, you know, are very important. And if a team, as a team, can be compact and defend, you will always going to get a chance or two during the game. And then it's up to you to take it, you know. And if you take it, you win the game because you're very solid at the back.